Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The message for today is called Mothers, God's Partners with Destiny. Mothers, God's Partners with Destiny. And as I've been saying, today we recognize and honor mothers for their outstanding contribution to the family and society. In fact, motherhood should be celebrated as the most important profession because, frankly, where would we be without our mothers? Amen? God created mothers and made them his partners with destiny. Now, I'm speaking to all women today, and I'm starting off by saying that because God placed in the nature of women to desire a family. And if you have no children and you're single or you're a widow, listen, God will unite you with a family to assist parents in nurturing their children. And this is important for you to know because sometimes we see that naturally happening. God will unite us with a family and we just, well, how far should I go? What should I do? Or I just feel a little awkward. Listen. This is the way God works. It's important for you to understand God is going to unite you with a family who has children for you to assist that family. The Bible says in Psalm 68 and 6, God sets the solitary in families. So not all women are birth mothers. However, God will sovereignly place individuals in your life to help accomplish his plan. How many thousands say I owe my success to a praying mother, to a loving grandmother or a caring woman? You see, I want to say again to all moms, we appreciate you for your loving, nurturing, and guidance that you have given us, especially during our most vulnerable years. I want you to think about this. Your mom took care of you when you couldn't take care of yourself. You couldn't even wipe your nose. And the other parts of your body too. You couldn't feed yourself. You know, without your mom there, you wouldn't have been able to eat. You would have been soiled. You think of this. And why do they do this? They do it because they love you. And they're watching over you and they realize that God gave them this charge in life. Someone once said, my mother was my role model before I even knew what the word meant. Moms and grandmothers, you were chosen to be God's mentors in the lives of children. From our birth, our mothers have influenced us. They have been our trusted advisors. They promoted confidence in us, strength in us, and determination. We've watched them. Listen to some of the famous people in history, what they've said about their moms being their mentors. Listen to this. My mother was the most beautiful woman I ever saw. All I am, I owe to my mother. I attribute all my success in life to the moral, intellectual, and physical education I received from her. This was said by George Washington. Let me give you another. I remember my mother's prayers, and they have always followed me. They have clung to me all my life. All that I am or ever hope to be, I owe to my angel mother, Abraham Lincoln. My mother was the making of me. She was so true, so sure of me. And I felt I had something to live for. someone that must not disappoint, Thomas Edison. Now, none of these mothers knew what great men their children would become. But God used their love, their support, and their mentorship to help to develop their destiny. And this is important for you to remember, moms, because you are God's partner in history, in developing lives, in fulfilling destinies. You may have given birth to a king, to a president, to a prime minister, to a pastor, a judge, a doctor, a lawyer, an inventor, a sports champion. But whoever your child turns out to be, that child was a blessing from God, given with a dynamic purpose. The Bible says in Psalm 127:3, children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from Him. Moms, never underestimate the impact you were chosen to have on your children for greatness. God has given to mothers the power to shape their children's lives. So this is important for you to understand. You're not to ask your child for permission. You're not to get their guidance. They were just born a minute ago. God has placed within you how to mentor them, how to guide them, what they need to do to be successful. Every child that's born is a blank piece of paper. Mothers, you've been given the privilege of writing on the pages of their lives. You will be remembered by the mark that you leave upon your children. The Apostle Paul talks about the influence of Timothy's grandmother and his mother in his life because it gave him a strong spiritual inheritance for his destiny. Listen to what Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 1:5. He says, I call to remembrance the genuine faith which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is also in you. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Those verses, they really reveal a powerful truth. And that truth is that a spiritual inheritance is passed on. What Timothy received from his grandmother and from his mom helped him to combat Satan's attacks against his life. And there were a lot of attacks against Timothy. But in the end, he became the bishop of the church in Ephesus. You have no idea, parents, moms, grandmothers, spiritual moms, how God is using you to strengthen a child's destiny. I remember my mother for her prayer life. She inspired me to seek God, to know Him personally. Every child's purpose and destiny is decided by God before their birth, and He assigns a mother to fit it. In Jeremiah 1:4, it says, the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you my spokesman to the nations. You see, God has established a master plan and blueprint for every single life. And He's placed a mom right there next to that child to make sure that they're going in the right direction. The important thing to remember is that Satan fights against the birth and the destiny of every child. Mothers, grandmas, don't take that for granted. The devil wants your child. The devil wants to negatively influence their lives, so you can't be slack. They may think that you're being too strict, but you can't let go of the reins. You've got to cover them with prayer, but you've got to cover them with your wisdom and your guidance. And many times they'll say, well, everybody else is doing it, but you need to say, but you won't do it. Because God has another plan for your life. God has a greater plan than the company that you're associating with. God has a greater plan than the places you always want to go to. And you need to spend time with those things. God has charged you, mothers, that you will not allow Satan to manipulate what God orchestrated for your child's destiny to be. Because God chose you. Those of you that are moms and grandmas and spiritual moms, put your hand on yourself and say right now, God chose me. And repeat after me, say, my child's destiny has been placed in my hands. See, God chose you because he trusted you. He trusted you to fight for your child's destiny. And that's a great responsibility. But all God wants you to do is to trust in him, to pray, to teach them to obey God's word, to discipline them, to run interference for his plan for their life, and to stay involved with your child's life. It doesn't matter how old they get to be. You'll always be their mother. Sometimes that's something dads don't understand. But they didn't have the pain. They didn't go through the labor. There's a special connection between mothers and their children. And it's a God connection. Don't abandon your children, regardless of how old they get to be. You'll always be their mother.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day. You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day. We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
You know, even in boy and girl relationships, I mean, you know, when you were younger, folks here, everybody here, perhaps you had boyfriend and girlfriends, and you had to show that you had some interest in them for them to turn around and look at you. Isn't that true? Nobody? It's been that long ago? Well, I'm talking to the children or the young people now. You know what I'm talking about. You catch that young guy's eye and you catch that young lady's eye, you got to do something to get their attention, or else they don't even know you exist. So you show your interest in them. You go to them. You talk to them. You say something to them. You smile at them. And as you continue to get to know each other, there's a relationship that develops. And that's the way it has to be with God. You can't just come and sit down and not worship God and not lift your hands and think that something's going to happen. What's going to happen? Yeah, what's going to happen is the time is going to go by. You're going to get up and you're going to go out and do whatever you want. You'll say you went to church, but you could have done that at home. You need to seek God with all of your hearts. And mothers and grandmothers, you got to tell the children this. You got to tell your young people this, your teenagers this, your adult children this. They need to seek God wholeheartedly because that's the only way they're going to know him. You know, we get so happy. Oh, they read a scripture verse today. Okay. Well, they did say something. They mentioned God's name. Isn't that wonderful? Yes, the baby thought it was. The Bible says we've got to search for him wholeheartedly to find him. Somehow, parents, somehow, moms and grandmas, you've got to get your young people to seek God wholeheartedly. Help them to do it. Help them to find him. Number three, identify and protect your child's destiny. There was a Gentile mother who asked Jesus for her child's deliverance. Now, this was during the time Jesus was on earth, so he really came, really, for the Jews to receive him as their Messiah. And there was nothing happening with Gentiles at that time between God and between Christ because Jesus hadn't died on the cross yet. But this Gentile mother had a child that needed to be healed. So she didn't care about anything like that. She just went to Jesus. In Mark chapter 7 and 24, it says, Jesus left Galilee and went north to the region of Tyre. And he didn't want anybody to know what house he was staying at, but he couldn't keep it a secret. And right away, a woman who had heard about him being able to heal the sick fell at his feet. Her little child, her little girl, was possessed with an evil spirit, and she begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. Since she was a Gentile born in Phoenicia. And Jesus said, first, I need to feed the children, my own family, the Jews. It isn't right to take food from the children and throw it to the dogs. And she replied, that's true, Lord. But even the dogs under the table are allowed to eat the scraps from the children's plates. And Jesus said, because you've said this, go, the demon has left your daughter. The woman, she exuded faith. You may not have come. Maybe this is early for Gentiles to be following God like this with their whole heart. But there's a need. My child has a need. And I'm going to do whatever I can to make sure my child is okay. And so parents, moms, you don't allow people to place labels on your children. Did you hear what I said? They'll do it real quick. Don't allow them to disqualify or punish them because of some preference. See, your children have a destiny given by God. They deserve the best education, the best opportunities, and that's what God is expecting you to fight for when it comes to your children. They've been chosen by God. They have a God-given destiny. Let me give you number four. Never stop praying for your children. Never stop praying for your grandchildren that God will fulfill his purpose and give them success. And you need to always remind God to bless your children. It's in his word in Psalm 105 and 8. God always stands by his covenant, the commitment he has made to 1,000 generations. Psalm 119 and 90 says, your faithfulness extends to every generation. Going back to the story, God chose Timothy to be mentored by his mother, but then others. God actually selected the Apostle Paul after Timothy's grandmother and mother mentored him. He selected him to be his spiritual son. God will actually connect your children someday with another mentor for them to step into their destiny, to do what God has already planned. But it begins with you. You've got to set them on the right course. You've got to teach them what to look for. You can't let your children drift aimlessly through life, just enjoying life with no chores, no responsibilities, all the good times. That's not life. You didn't grow up that way. You had responsibilities. You had to work hard for where you are. They have to do the same thing to be successful. Let your church say amen. In 2 Timothy 1:1, it says, this letter is from Paul, chosen by the will of God to be an apostle of Jesus Christ. I am writing to Timothy, my dear son. I remember your genuine faith, for you share the faith that was first filled with your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. And I know that same faith is now continuing in you. Three generations of loving and serving God are seen in these scriptures. Moms, God desires your mentorship to influence and to carry from one generation to the next. That's why you have to develop your children to know God. In Deuteronomy 7:9, it says, understand therefore that the Lord your God is indeed God. He is a faithful God who keeps his covenant for 1,000 generations. Your family is not the only generation God wants to touch. Grandmothers, that's why you're important in your children's life and in your grandchildren's life. Because God has established within you a relationship that is supposed to go for generations to come. The Bible says that God's covenant is for 1,000 generations, and he lavishes his unfailing love on those who love him and obey his commandments. My grandmother's father was a pastor. She was used prophetically by God. My mother was an intercessor. She was my spiritual mentor. She taught me the value of prayer. I'd see her. She'd be so excited, almost like, Stephen, I don't have time for you. I got to go pray. Really? She showed me the excitement of being with God. She had my father build an altar. And we couldn't go in the room when she was praying on that altar. It's amazing how much she loved the Lord and she loved being with God. And I need God like that. She encouraged me. She told me one day, your gift is in teaching. God's going to use you to teach someday. I wanted to be a doctor. I wasn't going to be a teacher. When the Lord called me to the ministry, she encouraged me to pursue the call of God on my life. She prayed for me while I was in Bible college. And through every ministry experience and assignment after that, my mom was there encouraging me. And some years after my mother passed, I was reading one of my study books that she was fond of, and I found this scripture that she had written on a small index card and placed it on a page in that book. Listen to what it said. 1 Chronicles 28:20. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid. For the Lord God, my God, will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you until you have finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. A mother's love and encouragement transcends time, even physical death, and it echoes through eternity. Cannot die. Moms and grandmothers, spiritual moms, how do you want to be remembered? You were meant to be mentors to your children's destiny. And if you do, God will say, when you stand before him, well done, good and faithful servant.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of today's program is Mothers, God's Partners with Destiny, Part 1. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus, your Holy Son. Your word declares the righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all of their troubles. When I cry unto thee, then mine enemies are turned back. Father, you see the opposition in our lives. You see the trouble in our lives. You see the problems in our lives. And so today we are asking for divine intervention. We thank you for your love. We thank you for divine protection. And we ask now, Lord, that you would make yourself very real in our situations right now and help us, deliver us. We thank you for hearing us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.